This episode of the Jordan Taylor Show is brought to you by Buster Baxter's Scream.
Hello, everyone. My name is Blaine.
Hi, my name is Victory, and you're listening to the Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome today, guys. I went to my second Master Gardener class and wanted to talk a little bit about how that's going and just my overall thoughts on the program so far. Also, I learned about soldering today, and I'm very confused why it is spelled the way it is spelled. It makes no sense, and makes sense why people hate learning English. I came up with something that I want to do for the bathroom sink, so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about that as well. But first, if you want to be a part of the intro to my show like the two kind people were today, all you have to do is listen to the entirety of my show today, and at the very last segment, you applaud me for the amazing job I did. Then, to get you to be a part of my show, I will call you, maybe. Hey, I just met you. Before I explain to you guys what this Pinterest bathroom sink project is, I'm very excited about it. It could go totally wrong, but I wanted to say a huge, massive thank you to everybody who has been applauding my station. We have surpassed 200K. Applause. We are now at 200.5K, in fact, so thank you to everybody. Who knows when we will reach 300K. I will do a special anchor, show when that happens, so get ready for that. But yes, anyway, so this bathroom sink Pinterest-inspired project is something that I'm very excited about. I think it's gonna look really nice. I saw it on Pinterest. Okay, I did. I'll admit. And when I saw it, I was like, this is what we need to do, because the current situation in the bathroom is that we have a small upstairs bathroom, and it's one that pretty much the majority of people that come over would be using. So I want there to be enough room in here for people. And so basically the problem is that the bathroom sink is pretty darn close to the toilet, as in when, you know, you're squatting on the toilet, your knees, if you have like just an average sized sink, your knees would be pretty close to it. Like, it wouldn't be touching, but it would just kind of feel a little claustrophobic. So there's really two options. One is to do a pedestal sink so that it, you know, you actually have more room, or to do a sink that is just strictly mounted to the wall and there's no legs. Or you can do kind of like, you know, have it like kind of mounted to the wall, but, or just have it on like pipe legs or something like that, if you're going for a more industrial look, which is kind of the look that we're going for. So we're going to do that style of sink. But what I saw on Pinterest was this really interesting idea, which was basically just have no faucet and just have the copper pipes that are coming out of the wall, basically, to supply the water to your faucet. Just basically extend those up and have it so that you're literally just turning on the water through the copper pipes without, you know, a faucet. Like, the copper pipes would essentially be the faucet. It looks really, really cool, especially like for that industrial type look, which is what me and Sarah are interested in. And so anyways, I was looking up some stuff on like how to solder today, and it seems really easy, which, I mean, obviously I'm sure that you can mess that up pretty bad or whatever, but just from what I was looking up, it seemed a lot easier than I was thinking it would be. Soldering always seemed like a thing that was like just kind of this insurmountable thing that you just shouldn't try. But just from looking it up, I'm like really not scared at all to try it out. If you mess up, you can fix it decently easy. So I don't think that it's going to be a problem. I'm probably going to get some like practice piping to try my hand at it before I go and do the actual bathroom, copper pipes that are on there. But I think it's going to be really, really cool. I'm looking up exactly like how to do it and everything like that with our specific bathroom situation. Because like right now, it's hard to explain, but we only had a couple of options of things that we could do because like it's just kind of, it's too hard to explain. But that, I think that it's going to look good. It could go terribly wrong, but I think that it's going to look really, really nice. So I will update you guys on how that situation is going. And if I decide to back out, if I get too scared. But I think that it's going to be okay. I'll let you guys know how it goes throughout the week. But yeah, I mean, I'm still looking up more stuff about just that whole process. I'm not going to do it tomorrow or anything. I'm still going to research a lot about it before I really make the commitment to doing that. Just all the other options that we have just are not seeming good, and that one, it from what I saw, it looked awesome. So yeah, but I also wanted to talk to you guys about this Master Gardener class that I am taking. Tonight was the second class. There was a PhD that came in who was a PhD in like horticulture and stuff like that. And she talked about just botany, basically what you learned in high school. So, I mean, it wasn't anything like super exciting or anything. I, you know, already kind of knew that kind of stuff. I guess it's like the class is different than I thought. Like kind of just like the Master Gardener class program is different than I thought it was going to be. Like it's cool, like it's fun, but it kind of seems like the classes are just kind of not that, it's like that they're not very important. It's just kind of like you're doing it so that you can get this title. It's not like this thing where, you know, the class is like really important so you can learn like the information that you need. It just kind of seems like it's just, you're just doing these things. You just have to sit through these hours of class and then you can go on and do your volunteer work, which may or may not be related to like gardening. Like you're not necessarily even going out and gardening for somebody. Like you might edit some research or like edit some like editorial or something like that. I guess related to gardening, but you basically have to get like 40 hours of volunteer work in. And so like I guess what I thought this class was going to be was that it was going to it was going to be more like class is really important. You make sure that you like understand everything really, really well so that you can go and apply it to your like volunteer work that you have to do, which is going to be heavily like, you know, getting your hands dirty kind of like work. And then like, you know, they would have to come out and look at your home garden and kind of like inspect it and make sure that like you were, you know, see that it was like up to standards or up to what they would think was like a good garden. I guess that's kind of what I thought it was going to be. And I'm not exactly sure if that is how it is now, but just kind of like how it seems at the moment seems like it's different than I thought it was going to be, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I guess I'm just a little confused. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to keep going and everything. I'm going to get this nice, very large book next week that was supposed to come this week, but it didn't for some reason. So, but it's just kind of like for gardeners in the Tennessee area and kind of like just in my county or whatever that I live in. But yeah, so I'll let you guys know how the class goes throughout September, October, throughout November. I'll let you know how it's going and what's my thoughts on it. The speakers are interesting. It just kind of, it's so much packed in just such a short amount of time that it's really hard to even like comprehend what is going on and stuff. Anyways, I'll let you guys know how it's going. I'm enjoying it. I just, you know, I guess I was expecting it to be something different. So now I'm like trying to understand this new reality of what being a master gardener means. I hope that makes sense. Couple call-ins tonight, so hang tight and let's listen to them.
Hey Jordan, I just wanted to let you know that I've been going back and rewatching a bunch of your old videos this past week, and I just want to let you know that your videos are so incredibly rewatchable. It's just been so fun to go back and just watch them and just see how creative you've been and how your channel has evolved. So I just wanted to let you know that and say I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have coming up in the next few weeks.
Dang, Rebecca, thank you so much for the compliment. That's actually a very unique compliment. I honestly don't know if I've ever gotten that before, that my videos are feel rewatchable. Very, very nice of you. And also, thank you so much for making my dog Heavy just a little bit more internet famous with every profile picture that you post. Rebecca here is a patron and has come to BlimeyCon for 2 years in a row now. And each year she comes, she takes a picture with my dog Heavy and uses it as her profile picture. So that's what her profile picture is right now. But yeah, it's funny that you mentioned how you feel my channel has evolved. I was just going back and rewatching some of my older videos as well, and yeah, just noticed how much it has evolved, and it just feels a lot different. That's not surprising to me, but it was surprising to me how different the channel feels, which I really like the direction of my channel now, and I really liked the direction of my channel. Back then, I just have been trying to, you know, have my channel evolve with myself, and just, you know, I never wanted to feel like I was stuck doing one thing. I wanted it to feel like I was free to do whatever I wanted in whatever period of life I was in. So yeah, I appreciate that you feel that it's rewatchable and everything like that. That, you know, those rewatch views, those are, you know, they're very valuable. Well, guys, I was going to do another call-in, but my episode tonight is going a little long. So I'm sitting out here with Sarah right now, and she's anchoring herself.
I am.
Why don't you give your station a little shameless plug there, Sarah?
Go listen to my station.
A very cute shameless plug, guys. I mean, you have to admit, you need to go listen to her station. Okay, she's talking about her teaching on Tuesdays. She volunteers at a nonprofit music school that she used to work at, but she has some students, and she also does the orchestra stuff, the stringsmiths, as it is called. She does that, and so that's kind of what she's talking about tonight.
Yep, that's it.
So go and listen to that, okay? You guys, you know what? You guys need to go out there and volunteer, because Sarah volunteers, and now I'm going to start volunteering with the Master Gardener thing, and you guys need to go figure out your life, okay? I'm just kidding. All right, guys, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Sleep well. And you know what? I have not drank, like, just any straight apple cider vinegar since the live stream when I was taking ACV shots. For every super chat that I got. So that's been over a week now. I have had a special like apple cider vinegar drink, but it was, you know, it's not just like pouring apple cider vinegar in water. It's kind of like it's like an actual drink you buy from the store. So man, that really shocked my system there.
Hi, my name is Victoria, and you are listening to the Jordan Taylor Show.